Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Good day and Happy New Year to you all on this wonderful Wednesday. It is great to have been able to see another year. Indeed, indeed. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you. And to learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website and you'll find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone what I've learned and have come to fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. So as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. And as I always like to say, no diet is perfect for everyone, so you've got to eat smart. I'm going to help you today. Thinking about those New Year's resolutions, think no more. Today is day 6, and you may feel already tired, bogged down, anxious, frustrated, probably thinking that you can't keep up. Well, listen, I'm here to help you tell you to dump the diet. Just dump the diet and give you 5 keys to all you will ever need in the year of 2016. Just dump the diet. Just get rid of it. Ditch it. We don't need diet. Okay, we don't need diets. Diets are, for the most part, not as successful as you would like them to be. And so we've just got to think about the now and think about your goal. Goal setting is definitely one of the key things that I'll be focusing in on this year. If you set a goal, it may be difficult or challenging, I should say, to stick to it. But you've got to have accountability, and you've also got to have it written out. Just don't verbalize and say, I'm going to do this, that, and the other. Put it in your face somewhere around your house, wherever you live, wherever you work, so that you're reminded and have an accountability partner, someone who's going to ask you, by the way, how are you doing with your goals? So let's just talk about today's topic once again. Dump the diet, 5 keys to all you'll ever need in 2016, and they're just things that we find interesting because people of all walks of life are all different, and therefore that's why we have different eating habits, different diets. We all look different. We all weigh different. We all weigh differently. So we just need to focus on our individual selves. And, you know, just like a lot of diets, work philosophy of people, I like to say it, you know, we'll use this word for different strokes for different folks. And there are tons of diets out there. However, only one diet that may work for me may not work for you. So we need to find out what works best for your individuality. What works for you? What is the key to finding the right diet, quote unquote, for you? And it's really a way of living. But if you're not sure where to begin, I'm going to help you by sharing 5 science-proven tips to help you get started. And they're easy to fit into any lifestyle. So I just want to call this a lifestyle change, not a diet. All right, so let's get started in finding out what it is that we can do. Here's what you're going to do. As long as you don't have any allergies, the first thing you can do is snack on some almonds. Yes, indeed. When salty cravings strike, or the popcorn. By the way, I kind of love popcorn, but I will only eat one type of popcorn. That's the organic one, and I will pop it myself. I'm not going to buy the store-bought popcorn that's been saturated with, MSG and lots of sodium and probably has been popped in some who knows what kind of oil that's rancid. We don't want that. We want to do it ourselves. But if you need to snack on some almonds. Pick it up at the pretzels. Pick it up at the store-bought popcorn. There's a study, or was a study, of 65 men and women who were following a low-calorie diet. And California researchers found that those who noshed on the nuts shrank their waistlines nearly 50% more than dieters who did not eat them despite consuming the same number of calories. So likewise, Spanish researchers found that even without increasing exercise, a diet enriched in monounsaturated fatty acids, that's MUFA, M-U-F-A, found in foods such as almonds and avocados, yeah, the double A's, wonderful, 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 it decreased the accumulation of abdominal fat, that's your midsection, that's your muffin top, and compared with a carbohydrate-heavy diet, which increased it. So you want to look at your MUFAs, okay, your monounsaturated fatty acids. And they're wonderful. So if you don't want to munch on some almonds, munch on some avocado slices or, you know, chunks of avocado. I mean, this is just something that you have to position in your mind that this is what you're going to do. A change is going to happen, but change is going to start anywhere. It's got to start with you. No one walks around with your blood pressure or your diet or your weight or whatever it is that you're having a challenge with. It's all about you. So if ever a time you want to become selfish, now's the time. Because when it comes to your health, you have no other choice. Here's the second thing that you need to do to get started. One of the five science-proven tips to help you begin with your new lifestyle. Fill up on fiber. Fiber, 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 fiber-rich foods. When you slow your digestion, you slow the delivery of glucose. Glucose is sugar, all the ocoses, you know, like sucrose and glucose and fructose, all the oses, those are sugars. So glucose is blood sugar, and you slow the delivery of that to your bloodstream. And it means less insulin is released, and with lower insulin release comes lower visceral fat. Again, that muffin top, that midsection, your belly. In a study of more than 2,900 adults, those who ate the most fiber weighed less and had lower insulin levels and slimmer waistlines than those who ate the least. So here's what you want to do. You want to aim for at least 25 grams a day from such foods as veggies, fruits, beans, lentils, brown rice, and whole grain bread. Maybe cereal or pasta, that's very minimal. You know, it's just going to become that much easier when you decide that this is a lifestyle change that you want to make. So 25 grams a day, get it from your vegetables, your fruits, your beans, your lentils, your brown rice, and some whole grain. This is what I would limit. I would limit the whole grain breads, the cereals, and the pastas. Okay, that's all turns to sugar as well because there are starchy foods. Brown rice as well, but not as much high glycemic index such as pasta. And if you're going to do pasta, I recommend you doing whole grain pasta and cooking it al dente. That's with a bite. You don't want it so mushy and so soft, and that brings up the glycemic index, and that's not what you want. So try to avoid overcooking your pasta. And when you do, and if you do eat it, I recommend whole grain pasta. Here is the third thing that's going to help you, you know, dump your diet. And think about a lifestyle change. Stay satisfied with protein. Protein, protein keeps you satisfied. You ever heard of a commercial? Snickers satisfies you? Well, what's in that? The Snickers are peanuts. And nuts are a protein, a form of protein. And so if you want to go there, eat your nuts. That's why I said snack on some almonds. But we're not going to be talking about peanuts. Gram for gram, protein has the same number of calories as carbs. And half that of fat. So it takes longer to digest, and when something takes longer to digest, what happens is you feel full longer. So you maintain your fullness, your satiety, and that's what you want to do, because the more hungry you get, the more you're going to eat, and sure, it's going to mess up your waistline. We don't want to do that. So let's focus on protein intake. Protein also seems to help lower levels of hormone ghrelin, which is known to stimulate appetite. In a dating study of 60-minute women, those following a diet that included 25% of calories from protein lost nearly twice as much fat after 6 months than those eating a diet with 12% protein. Include a serving of lean protein with each meal. And snack, you know, each meal, each snack, something of that nature. Eggs for breakfast. Maybe a turkey sandwich. Be careful with those cold cuts, though. You want to get the ones that don't have any nitrates or nitrites. Look at the package. It should say that. And if it doesn't, then you want to ditch that too. How about some yogurt or milk? You know, there are several different ways you can look at this. I personally like Greek yogurt or organic yogurt. Why? Because, that's another show, but what they do to the cows, you don't want to consume milk from factory farmed cows. And so just be very careful when you are consuming milk and dairy products. And have some grilled fish and veggies for dinner. Even baked fish, you know, how about some salmon or some whiting, or, you know, just make sure it's not farm-raised. Wild-caught, you always want to look for wild-caught fish. Okay, here's number four. Skip the sweeteners, people. Get rid of all of those blue, yellow, and pink packets. Danger leaks in all of them. If you must do a sweetener, go for raw honey or stevia. In a five-week study by Purdue University researchers, rats given unlimited access to artificially sweetened yogurt consumed more calories, ding, 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 obviously, of course. They gained more weight, and they packed on more fat than those that ate sugar-sweetened yogurt. Researchers believe artificial sweeteners may hinder your body's ability to regulate calories based on taste. So you end up overeating. That's what happens with these artificial sweeteners. Skip those artificial sweeteners. If you must do sweeteners, do raw honey or stevia, you know. And think about your waistline in the process, and then when you think about your waistline, you say, oh, yeah, get rid of those artificial sweeteners and go for the real thing, or just do without. If you need to sweeten something, use for, you know, a fruit-based type of food or one of those bars. I make your own. I make my bars all the time. And, you know, try some dates. Try some organic raisins, although that's fruit, very high in sugar. You have to be careful with that as well. But you're not adding any artificial sweeteners to your foods that you're making. So think about your waistline. And then think about the natural things or natural alternatives you can use to help your waistline shrink. All right, here is the last thing to dump this year. You've got to dump it. And if you don't dump the diet and think about these five keys, then you're doing yourself a disservice. Well, here's the fifth thing. Oh, let's get rid of. Just dump one high-cal item from your diet, okay? Think about one high-calorie item that you can get rid of. Exercise works best when you do not offset your hard work with empty calories, right? You don't want to start popping in, you know, air chips, you know, that are full of air, or, you know, any type of snacks that are just have no nutritional value. By eliminating just one high-calorie item from your daily diet, such as that, you know, that like $5, $6, $7 latte, or substituting cereal, and, you know, in a low-fat milk or actually almond milk, I would prefer for a bagel and cream cheese. And, you know, you can easily reduce your intake by 250 calories. And now when you're talking about cream cheese, once again, I'll go for the organic one because of the milk that is used to make the cream cheese and where it comes from. That's just me, though. That's just Coach Jesse. And the reason for that is because I value my health. One thing you cannot put a price tag on, folks, is your health. Your health is pretty much everything next to your soul and where you're going. But indeed, your health is a key thing that you can control, of course. One of the main things that you can control, no one can control your health. Unless you're a minor, you know, and you're about 5 years old or 10 or something, and mommy and daddy's feeding you. And I'm sure there are no 5 and 10-year-olds on listening to this show. So if I'm talking to you, you're most likely an adult. So you control what you put in your mouth. You control how your palate feels at the end of the day. And I say it all the time, and I'll say it again. I am not going to compromise my health just to please my palate. Yeah, that's a quote from Coach Jesse. You can write that down, okay? I'm not going to. I just refuse to. And the reason for that is I value my health. I have only one body, one God-given body, and I am going to keep it alive as long as I can, as long as I have control. If God wants to do with it otherwise, then that's on him. Can't argue with him, indeed. But I've got only one body. I'm going to take care of it. And on that note, you can read my book that I've written, and you can go to a few verses. That's VS, verses, VS, afewverses.com, afewverses.com, and learn more about what the five keys are to your God-given body, what you need to strive and to live a happy and healthy and prosperous life. People think prosperity only has to do with money. No, it doesn't. If you have great health, you are very prosperous. So, you know, get the book, and it will help you this year, 2016. Once again, let's set a goal. What is your goal? Is your goal to lose 10 pounds this year? Is it 20? Is it 30? Is it 50? What is your goal? And we're going to take some steps in which to reach that goal. Once again, write it down. Put it in your face everywhere you go. You know, screenshot it. Write it down in your notes, screenshot it, and make that your wallpaper for your phone. Nowadays, everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody, but mostly everyone anyway. And there are several things that you can do to just remind yourself, you know what, this is my goal, this is what I'm going to do. And then get yourself an accountability partner, someone who is going to ask you, hey, how you doing today? How'd you do? Did you fall off the wagon? That's okay. You can get back up. You start over tomorrow. You know, as long as God spares your life, you have another day, you've got another shot. You've got another chance. So let's look at it in positive forms only. Think about what we can do this year that's going to help us. And I hope that has helped you in dumping your diet. Get rid of the diet. Don't think about, oh, I'm only low carbs and no carbs. Folks, you need carbs. You need carbs. Vegetables are carbs, by the way. And some people just don't understand what that is, and that's why they say what they say. Low cholesterol, no carbs, no gluten, no this, no that. And then they starve themselves and wind up wreaking havoc with their health, and then have to resort, you know, they just fall off the wagon and go back into their old habits and old ways. And you, if you're going to do something like that, you've got to hire a trained professional or someone who knows what they're doing, who can counsel you and help you and coach you along the way. Don't think you can do it alone if you haven't embarked on it yet. My recommendation is to gather lots and lots of research until you can make wise decisions when it comes to your health and well-being, what it is that you need to do to reach your goal. I'm here to help you. Just go to pureandholyliving.com. There's a link on this page, and I'd love to hear from you. So let's move into Wednesday's word. It comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Get in the word. Get in the word. Despise God's word and find yourself in trouble. Obey it. Succeed. Proverbs 13:13. As Christians, we have the Spirit of God in us, but ours is the responsibility to keep sin out of our lives so that the Spirit can produce his fruit in us. Become grounded in the Bible. As Christians, we have only one authority, one compass, the Word of God. Abraham Lincoln, in a letter to a friend, said, I am profitably engaged in reading the Bible. Take all of this book upon reason that you can, and the balance upon faith. You will live and die a better man. Begin the day with the book, and as the day comes to a close, let the word speak its wisdom to your soul. Let it be the firm foundation upon which your hope is built. Let it be the staff of life upon which your spirit is nourished. Let it be the sword of the spirit which cuts away the evil of your life and fashions you in his image and likeness. And that is Wednesday's word. God bless each and every one of you. I'm so happy that you were able to join me on this first broadcast of the new year, 2016. I'd love to hear from you on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. I'm on Pinterest as well. Look me up. My name or Coach Jesse or something, or my business name, Pure and Holy Living. Love to hear from you guys. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. Remember, dump the diet and think about those five keys to all you will ever need in the year 2016. God bless you and bye-bye.